Laugh Music Hall with Edward Everett Horton, Raymond Page and his orchestra, and our special guests, the Andrews Sisters, Sergeant Johnny Desmond, and Joseph Englehart. My name's Les Tremaine, and here is Edward Everett Horton.
Good evening, Les. Wasn't that a marvelous Labor Day? Wasn't it marvelous?
Yes,
just like old times, the roads jammed with automobiles again, and every car bulging with pleasure seekers, and the air filled with the strong fumes of gasoline. Oh, I had a wonderful time.
You did? Where'd you go, Eddie?
I stayed home.
Eddie, just imagine. It won't be long before we'll be going out to the garage, getting in the family airplane, and zooming out to the country.
Oh, no airplanes for me.
Well, but, Eddie,
no.
If your friends see you land in Hollywood in your own plane, think of what a big splash you'll make.
That's what I'm afraid of, making a big splash.
I think you're a scaredy-cat.
I'm nothing of the kind. I'm not a bit afraid of an airplane. The only thing that worries me is all that space under it.
Oh, nonsense, Eddie. Pretty soon planes will be so popular that thousands of couples will park behind dark clouds and make love way up in the air.
Raymond Page, did you hear that?
What's that, Eddie?
Les says that thousands of young couples will be making love way up in the air. Doesn't that sound silly?
Sounds like the Roxy Balcony to me.
Well, if I'm going to do any flying with girls, if I do any flying at all, it's going to be with those three charming young ladies who have just returned from entertaining the boys overseas and are back on their own radio show. Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews sisters. Well, girls, Miss Andrews, how do you do? Welcome, Miss Andrews. Tell me, are you girls interested in aviation?
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
My word, do you girls always agree this way?
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
Well, this is incredible. Yes. Maxine, are you the one who always says yes?
Yes.
Oh, you're the one that has the most fun.
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
Were you girls born in a rut?
No. As a matter of fact, Eddie, I take after an uncle who keeps shaking his head from side to side.
Oh, he does? How come?
He always watches ping pong games.
And I take after my uncle who keeps nodding his head up and down.
What's he do?
Watches elevators. We've got another uncle who never moves his head. He hasn't said a word in 7 years.
What's he do?
Nothing. He's married.
Well, I take after an aunt. An aunt who loves nothing better than to hear the Andrews sisters sing. So how about Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe for Andrews?
Huh? Well, you just tell Annie to climb aboard.
And Margaret.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Better get the ring. Ooh, she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. There's lots of them to travel in for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here comes 49, just a puffin' and a steamin' coming on down the line. On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Do you hear that whistle?
Do you hear that whistle? And I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Lift you
to Brown's Hotel. Cause lots of them are traveling for quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
That was splendid, girls, just splendid. You know, that's a wonderful railroad, the Santa Fe. They have a very remarkable train. Every time it passes a pretty girl at a crossing, it goes, woo, woo. It's a mail train. I don't know how I think of them. I don't know. Oh, well, that was quite a switch. But here's a man who'll get us all back on the right track.
Remember the good old days when you always had in the refrigerator a package or two of rich golden Velveeta? Well, lady, those days are back again. Food stores now have a good supply of Kraft's famous cheese food, and only 2 points for the half-pound package. You mothers know what a help nutritious Velveeta is with school-day luncheons. Again, you can spread or slice the Velveeta thick for sandwiches, or have Velveeta's wonderful cheese sauce in hot dishes. Remember, Velveeta helps supply complete protein plus other important milk nutrients. Tomorrow, get Pimento Velveeta or the regular Velveeta, both with the rich, mild cheddar flavor. Get genuine Velveeta, the cheese food of Kraft quality.
The proudest moment the entertainment world has ever known occurred the other evening when President Truman, in his VJ Day speech, singled it out for its contribution to the war. Men and women, boys and girls, stars and unknowns have been trooping the world over wherever our Army and Navy have gone, at times right up to the battle line itself. And some of them gave their lives in the service of their country. Many of them reported still missing. One of these is Major Glenn Miller of the United States Army. With us tonight is a member of Major Miller's great army band, a fine young singer who wears the finest uniform in the world, Sergeant Johnny Desmond.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening, Mr. Horton, sir.
Good evening, good evening. My, you're certainly a soft-spoken young man for a sergeant. Things were different when I was in the Army. I'll never forget the day I was talking to the general, and I said, General...
Oh, come, Eddie. Let's leave General Grant out of this.
Really? All right, but we won't leave Sergeant Desmond out of this, because he's going to sing. Aren't you, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. I don't want to be loved.
Well, then, stay away from the Andrews sisters... Oh, no, I know. That's the title of the song. You can't fool me. Yes. Well, go right ahead, Sergeant.
I could, and I
yes, I would if I didn't love you so. To be alone till you come home is all I want to do. 'Cause I don't want to be loved by anyone else but you.
Johnny, very fine.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
Sir?
I said you're welcome, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir.
My, we're a surly pair, aren't we? Tell me, Johnny, what was the first thing you did when you landed back in the USA?
Well, the same as every other soldier.
Uh-huh. What?
I dashed right over to the Fifth Avenue Library.
My dear young man, after being away for 2.5 years, didn't you go out with a girl?
What's a girl?
What? Why, a girl? A girl is, hubba. Irving Berlin said a pretty girl is like a melody. You know what a melody is, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, then go ahead and sing one, sir.
Nothing to hide, it's better than burning inside. I love you, no use to pretend. There, I've said it again, I've said it. What more can I say? Believe me, there's no other way. I love you, I will to the end. There, I've said it again. Now I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting so, but one thing that I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it again. Oh, a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases, a thought that amazes, is you love me and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting it so, but one thing that I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, baby, I've said it again.
Among American historians, there has been some discussion about which came first, Brooklyn or Edward Everett Horton. Well, as a matter of fact, they arrived at the same time, because the day I was born there, Brooklyn was admitted into the 13 colonies, and so we grew up together. Brooklyn and I and the tree. And many years later, Brooklyn produced a talented young violinist who has become one of the Midwest's most popular radio and concert artists. And here he is, Joseph Engelhardt. You know, Joe, I used to play the violin myself, and I had a very unusual fiddle.
What was it? A Stradivarius Del Cremona?
No, it was more of a Sears Roebuck Del Cigar Box. My, but that's a fine-looking violin you have. What kind of hair is used on the bow?
That's the hair from the tail of a Siberian horse.
Oh, really? Well, that horse must have had a musical background, huh? And where does the bow come from?
From Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia? My word, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to announce an important international event. The great American violinist Joseph Engelhardt will play on his Italian violin with a Czechoslovakian bow which has Russian hair. He will play a composition by an Austrian composer, Fritz Kreisler, called Chinese Tambourine. That reminds me, I haven't been to a Turkish bath lately.
Thank you.
love the violin. In fact, the matter is, I love all the instruments, from the big piccolo to the little pickle, from the great bassoon to the tiny bassinet. But the trouble with instruments is they can't produce words. So, here's someone who can.
Right now, Victory Gardens are yielding onions, cabbage, green peppers, eggplant, and big juicy broiling tomatoes. These might well be called the Velveeta sauce vegetables because they're all especially good served in a rich cheese sauce made with Kraft's smooth-melting cheese food. Remember the easy recipe for that sauce. Just one package of Velveeta melted in the top of the double boiler with 1/3 cup of milk stirred in. Remember, too, it's wise to use only dependable Velveeta for this melting trick. Kraft's famous cheese food is again in food stores in good supply, ready to add to your vegetables fine protein, food energy, milk minerals, riboflavin, and vitamin A. Ready to add deliciously mild, wonderfully rich cheddar cheese flavor, too. Get a package or two tomorrow. Dependable Velveeta, the cheese food of Kraft quality. Now, only 2 points for the half-pound package.
Lass, I have a marvelous idea. Mm-hmm. Listen, the Andrews sisters are doing so well as a trio of attractive young girl singers. Why can't three good-looking young fellows do the same thing?
Well, I'm willing, but where can I find the other two?
Well, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Do you know any young fellas?
Oh, really? With Raymond Page, you and I would make a great trio. We would be the Horton brothers. I'm Horton, you can be Morton.
Well, what about me?
You'll be Snorton. Now, you know, Les, really, there are plenty of girl trios, but there are no men trios. We'll be alone in the field.
Yeah, especially after they hear us.
Well, anyway, we could ask the Andrews sisters how to begin. Oh, girls.
Yes, Eddie.
Patty, we've just organized a male trio, the Horton brothers. I'm Horton.
I'm Morton.
I'm Snorton.
Well, how nice. What kind of arrangements are you going to use?
Arrangements? Oh, that's simple. I'll get 50%.
No, Eddie. I mean, what kind of singing are you going to do? Long hair or short hair?
Well, ours may be a little bald in spots. suppose you tell us how to harmonize.
Well, when we sing a diatonic chord, I take the fifth above the tonic, and Laverne takes the sixth below the tonic.
Boys, I'll take the tonic.
You can use it. But if we're going to sing, I have to warm up. Me, 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 me.
Me too, me too, me too.
Say, girls, let's show them how to do a chord. Bum, bum, bum. Now you do it, fellas.
Bum,
bum.
Now the third bum.
Bum.
Well, that was pretty good, except one of you was a little sour.
Nah. Well, what are you all looking at me for? I sang that note with gusto.
Mr. Page, you should have let gusto keep it.
Next, we'll do a chord together, and then you follow us. Bum.
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 Did you hear that? Did you hear it? We're getting places, aren't we? Oh, my, that's marvelous. I think we're ready for a simple little melody. Don't you, girls?
All right, fellas, follow this one.
Down by the old mill stream. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the first and last performance of the Horton Brothers. I am sure, however, that you'll all appreciate more than ever the singing of the Andrews sisters, especially as they do their new hit tune that they brought back from overseas, The Blonde Sailor.
A girl and a sailor were parting one day. She smiled through her and brush them away. I wish I could stay here. He cried soft and low, but duty is calling, and now I must go. Farewell, your blonde sailor must leave for a while. Smile, dear, all my love and devotion I will leave in your care, as deep as the ocean and as true as a prayer. When my journey
Kraft Music Hall will be back next Thursday evening with Edward Everett Horton, Raymond Page and his orchestra, and our guests, Igor Gorin, Evelyn Knight, and the Modernaires with Paula Kelly. My name's Les Tremaine. And here's Edward Everett Horton with a word.
Two words, Les Tremaine, two words.
All right, Ed, what are they?
Good night.
The Andrews sisters appeared this evening through the courtesy of Nash Kelvinator.
That man in your family carry his lunch to work? Well, surprise him tomorrow with these taste-tingling treats. Simply blend creamy, tangy Kraft salad mustard into a delicious golden filling for deviled eggs. That's treat number one. Then make an appetizing spread for sandwiches by blending Kraft salad mustard with cream cheese and salad dressing. And remember, if he has sharper tastes, there's a Kraft mustard, too, with nippy horseradish added. Buy both kinds. Ask for Kraft Salad Mustard and Kraft Horseradish Mustard when you shop tomorrow.